This is Kathleen Sinclair, and I'm here to challenge the hell out of aging. Today I wanted to talk to you about keeping your word with your promises and agreements. Now there are agreements and promises with people like family and maybe your church members or people you're working with, and then there are also agreements with yourself. So for example, if we promise to take the grandchildren to the park or something else that we'll do with them, then we definitely need to keep that promise. It's very important to remember this, because family and friends, they don't forget. And it's also really important to keep your agreements with yourself. So what happens when we don't keep our agreements? I think that maybe is more the issue here. It's easy to make them, but then what happens when we don't keep our agreements? Well, we lose a lot of trust, we lose credibility, we lose respect from others. And they aren't going to tell you. It'll just chip away at your relationship. And I have a friend, I love her very much, her name's Kathy, and she is always late for everything. I mean, I used to joke that she would probably even be late for her own funeral. But you know, it really isn't a joke. And now I've just learned that if I really need to be someplace on time, I either don't go with her, I take my own car, or I just account knowing that she's going to be late. And I think that's too bad. But for ourselves, what happens is we lose power. We lose our own power. And there's a lot of self-doubt and confusion and guilt. And all these things, they just make us tired and anxious and feeling defeated. So I just have to say, don't do it. Now, here are three ways to keep your agreements. Don't make agreements you don't intend to keep. So that means you have to stop and think for a minute. Can I really do that? And buy yourself some time. Say, oh, I need to look at my calendar, or I will get back to you. So just don't make them. And another one is don't overcommit. That's something we all do because we haven't learned the fine art of saying no. So don't overcommit. And then another thing I found useful is to write your agreements down. And when you look at them, you go, whoa, I'm not going to be able to keep that one. Then you really immediately renegotiate right then and figure that all out. So have you ever had someone break an agreement with you? I mean, how does that feel? And have you found yourself committing to something you didn't even want to do? Is it time for you to renegotiate an agreement you don't want to do? Let me know in the comments. I'd love to hear your experience with this. Until next time, ta-ta!